AP News for this Saturday, June 24th. I'm Jackie Quinn. A stunning chain of events in Ukraine and Russia. The head of the Wagner Group, a Russian private military force, now says he's holding back on his pledge to march his mercenary troops into Moscow to confront the Kremlin over its Ukraine war operations.
Why does our country support us?
The threat from Yevgeny Prigozhin sparked a dramatic standoff with Russia's President Putin, who declared the rebellion a betrayal. Here's our Mimi Montgomery.
Vladimir Putin is vowing to punish the organizer. The uprising is a clear threat to his leadership.
Drivers were urged to stay off the streets of Moscow. Public offices will be closed in the coming day. Ukraine's president says this shows how weakened the Russian military truly is. A freight train derailed on a bridge over the Yellowstone River in Montana. Some of the cars are in the water below, says Stillwater County Emergency Chief David Stamey. Luckily, no one on the freight train was hurt. Crews will be cleaning up the chemicals that may have spilled into the waterway.
One is sulfur and one is asphalt.
Abortion rights were front and center on the one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe versus Wade. Vice President Kamala Harris in North Carolina.
One does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling her what to do with her body.
Former Vice President Mike Pence spoke in Washington, saying Americans need to follow the rules set by God.
Save the babies, and we will save America.
New data show mass shootings involving teens have spiked more than 30% in the last 40 years, blamed on more guns and more powerful weapons. This is AP News. Church after COVID.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. The wide empty spaces in pews between parishioners at a Sunday service at Zion Baptist Church in South Carolina highlights a post-pandemic reality common among many Black Protestant churches across the nation.
I don't think church will ever be the same again.
Calvernetta Williams is a longtime member of Zion Baptist Church. She's observed a steady decline in attendance over the past few decades. Since the end of the coronavirus pandemic, she's seen even fewer members return to her church.
The pandemic was just an additive to what was already going on.
Researchers found that of all groups surveyed, there was the largest drop in monthly attendance by Black Protestants. Reverend Andrew Davis of Zion Baptist Church says his church has been a place of refuge for 157 years.
If we survived the pandemic and that there's nothing that we can't survive now.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.